You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Dog Pound, your home team made three game-changing plays yesterday, which means your game-changer multiplier is four times. Today only at the Horseshoe Casino in Cleveland. Make sure you get to the Horseshoe today to redeem your game-changer multiplier. That's a rush of 10 or more yards. Terrence West back in his return to Baltimore. Bright spot yesterday, 94 yards on the ground, including a 36-yard run, which was the Browns' longest of the season. Pass play of 20 or more yards and a turnover. That's how you get there on the game-changer multiplier. And the Browns, it will be four today at the Horseshoe Casino in Cleveland. All right, we are going to hear now from the owner of the Cleveland Browns, who had some strong words in the locker room following yesterday's season ender in Baltimore, and he was asked, put to bed any rumors that anything would happen with Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine.
I think they've done a good job. Listen, we're all disappointed. You know, we're 7-4. We didn't think we'd be 7-9, but I think it's really positive how hard the guys played today. When you think how many guys we had hurt, we're playing our 13 quarterback who's never taken a snap in a live game, and we go toe-to-toe with the team that's made the playoffs now seven of the last 8 years in their facility. You know, it went down to the wire. It's a 2010 game. They made more plays than we did, and they won the game. But guys played hard and did a good job. So we're happy with what Ray and Mike did. And I know they're like I am. They want to get better next year. We're going to go to work on that tonight.
And that's good. You need continuity. It is clear Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine will be back next year, as they should be, I would say. That's my opinion there. And Jimmy Haslam talked about if the Browns were a better team.
I think we're a better team, but we understand. Listen, this is a tough division. Think who's in the division. Steelers, who've won, you know, two Super Bowls in the last, 8 years. Ravens have been in the playoffs 7 out of 8 years. And Cincinnati, depending on what happens, could win the division 3 years in a row. So we've got to be able to compete. But if you think we're 2-4, not good enough, but beside the Cincinnati game, we were in every game. And I think, you know, we went toe-to-toe with Baltimore twice, you know, beat Pittsburgh badly once, lost another time, beat Cincinnati badly once, and really in our only really disappointing game, you know, got blown out 2 weeks ago.
Jimmy Haslam talking about the team taking a step in the right direction, and also to his comments here, not wanting to comment about the players that did not play in the football game.
I think it's unfair to the team to comment on the three guys, and I think your attention, and just like all our attention, be on the guys that played their parts out today.
I think that that's a good tact. It's also the tact Mike Pettine took as well, saying it's disrespectful to the guys that played their hearts out for the Browns, for the city, to even talk about them yesterday. Mike Pettine will be talking about them today, I'm sure, at length at 2 p.m. Jimmy Haslam, though, did say these players will be held accountable.
I think this is an ultimate team game, and I think a player who can't show up for meetings, can't make practice, can't make weightlifting, disrespects himself, but I think more importantly, and I think this is what these young guys miss, they disrespect the team, the coaches, the staff, the fans. There's a lot of people in our organization whose livelihood depends on how well we do, and it's just, we're not going to tolerate people who are irresponsible, no matter what round they're drafted in. So these young guys, we're going to give them a chance. They're young kids. We're going to work with them. Hopefully they'll grow up. But if they can't grow up and they can't be responsible to their teammates and the coaches and our great fans, then they won't be with the Cleveland Browns.
Then they won't be with the Cleveland Browns. You guys, what does that say to the locker room? And do you, what does that mean? Have you heard an owner make a statement like that at this point in a season?
I love it. And I think the reason why is the simplified process that Jimmy Haslam has brought here, meaning there's Jimmy, there's Ray and Alec, and then there's Coach Mike Pettine. And I think that if that's the way he feels, Ray Farmer's got to take that same approach. And then, of course, Mike Pettine is not going to deviate too far from that as well. So that is the level that with which that he hopes these players come ready to play and they come ready to be professionals. And but you did also hear say that it's going to take time because there's got to be something wrong with these guys. There's got to be a misunderstanding in these guys' minds to think that they can just do this and that it's okay. Because for these young players, it's their first, you know, business setting they've probably ever been in. And the sooner they realize that and figure it out, the better off the team will be.
Man, I could buy that for two of those guys, that they're young.
Yeah,
they're young kids.
Correct.
But let me ask you a question. Josh Gordon.
Not good enough.
Right? Is he here? Is he one of those guys? I mean, do you keep giving this guy shots when he's let his college team down? He's let his pro team down a couple times. He's that guy to me that, you know, I think we have to cut our loss because what's he going to do if he was supposed to make 1.5 or somewhere in the $1.5 million ranges here? what's he going to do if he does sign a $40 million contract?
Right.
I mean, yeah. Those are the things that concern me. I think Jimmy answered the question himself when he said these guys are kids. And I could buy giving Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel an extra shot. But I think it's a very short leash. And what I do know about pro owners, man, those guys don't become billionaires for being dummies, man. These
guys
know how to run a place. And if your ears didn't perk up, you know, listening to the media at night when you got home, reading the newspaper in the morning, because he was speaking to just a couple guys, this team, I think, is on the right track. There's a couple bad apples right now. So your ears had better have perked up in order and pay attention.
Listen, Dante Whitner said yesterday he was told that there are going to be people who are going to get off the train, and they're going to get guys who want to win on the train and get rid of some of those bad apples. That's what Joe Thomas called them, bad apples. He said every team's going to have some bad apples, and it's how you deal with them and move forward that'll dictate the future success. Finally, we all talked about the quarterback position being the end-all, be-all in the NFL. Here's what Jimmy Haslam had to say about the Browns' situation at QB.
You know, clearly quarterback's an important position in the NFL, and we've got to figure it out. I mean, if you look at the Browns and where they've struggled with a quarterback. So we know that's a position, like others, that we'll have to address. Ray and his team will go to work on that tonight or tomorrow.
And they will.
Definitely will. Yes. And I think when you talk about Ray and his staff, as much flack as they might get for missing on these two number one overall picks, at least when it comes to their contribution this football season, you wonder if they'll actually go back and reevaluate their process of evaluating talent and looking deeper into some of those issues and reading into the personality traits and the emotions of these young kids and the competitive nature. You know, Johnny Manziel is a competitor, but he's doing enough of the wrong to not put himself in a position to compete. And if you are a truly competitor, you'd want to do right to create scenarios for you to win those competitions, because that's what winners do, and he's done the opposite.
I think if we can get to this point, you know, everything that Matt said is it's right on here. And the deal is we've got to figure this thing out. Like Mr. Haslam said, it has to be done right away. And these guys will be in here tonight. They know that there's one pressing issue right here, right now, and it's the biggest one that we've talked about earlier in the show. It is that quarterback position. Johnny, I don't have the confidence in this guy. You know, words are just words, man. I need to see those actions, and I'm not sure. I mean, what scares me is, you know, what we're going to see over the next week here. It's the off season. I mean, this is your time to escape and get a little bit of vacation with your family, your friends, and do what you want to do. And history has shown that the man likes to party, and that's not really conducive to what they're trying to do here in Cleveland. So those are the things that literally, they just put a big old wrench in the plans, if you ask me.
Skip Bayless apparently today on
who's a pro Johnny guy
on First Take said that Johnny Manziel is an alcoholic and a liar.
Wow.
Well, deep.
And he's been pro Johnny Manziel the whole time.
He's been very pro Johnny Manziel, but that's certainly that today. That's what he said on First Take, I guess. Stephen A. said, is that what you want to say? And he said, yeah, that's what I said. So that's how I'm reading that off of SB Nation. He said, Johnny Manziel is an alcoholic liar, what he said on First Take.
You know what the interesting thing is? Johnny mentioned it earlier. He said that he didn't have a party. He didn't throw a party, but he was with Josh. And listen, if you're anywhere in the vicinity of a bar or a restaurant with Josh Gordon, I mean, you need somebody to grab both those guys on the team by the back of the neck and say, listen, this isn't the place you're going to be. You know, that's what I don't understand, and that's what's so confusing for me in this day and age, knowing that these are two guys that have been a detriment to the team all season long for off-field antics. Now we're going to have a party on a Friday night, and Johnny, whether you threw the party or not, the moral of the story is we have a guy that has some type of addiction, right? I mean, I think we could probably all agree that Josh probably has – he's got a battle with addiction.
He's got a problem of some sort.
There's no question about it. So if you're going to be the leader of the team, the first thing you should have done is grabbed him by the back of the shirt collar and said, listen, we're going back to the nine and we're going to go hang out in my place because you can't afford to be out here. And having said that, I can't afford to be out here because this isn't good for us.
And I think also, too, maybe – and what fans may be expecting from Coach Pettine in this babysitter role is I just don't know if I'm Johnny Manziel or if I'm any person new that actually cares about my career in the National Football League. Why do I want to be, I'm just speaking for myself, why would I want to be hanging with the black sheep troublemaker of this organization. Wouldn't I want to deep, if I really treasured my career and wanted to take steps in the right direction towards competing and starting and winning football games for this organization that just drafted me 22nd overall, I'd want to walk the straight and narrow with the people on this team who are doing it right. Not the person who's done it completely wrong since college and into the pros.
Everywhere he's been.
I mean,
and it's unfortunate because talking to Josh, I like Josh. And,
I'm not saying anything against Josh. He just doesn't make good decisions.
He doesn't. And I haven't had an opportunity to really talk with Justin Gilbert at all. But I've talked to Johnny, and Johnny certainly knows what to say and how to say it. And
what to say, but what to do is different.
Right. And at this point now, I don't even want to hear from any of them anymore. Just
no.
Do it. Be a professional. I want to hear nothing about you until you're out here and doing things the right way and showing that you want to be a professional and you want to be in this league. And it's interesting. The response is some people have liked it. He said, you know, I'm either going to learn how to do this or I'm going to be doing something else. Some people liked it, but some people also said,
we're fishing. What's there to learn?
Even says that, though?
Why? Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the thing that's unfortunate is Matt had to use the term babysitter for a head coach in the National Football League. I mean, that to me is embarrassing in itself. When you have a head coach that has to actually step out of his office or out of the meeting room because he has to deal with bad apples, as Joe Thomas said. I mean, that's really unfortunate because that takes away from what he should be doing, which is winning National Football League games. And there's been a few guys that have ruined that for the guys that were doing it right. And the best part about this Browns team, we've got a lot of guys that are doing it right now.
No question. And you just need everybody to kind of come on up there. When we come back, we'll hit up your phone calls again, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicius with you on CBD, driven by Liberty Ford.